And we've got racing in the northern part of the state at Coffs Harbour on a good four. Gary Cleese's on the line. Gaz, good morning to you.
Good morning, Simon. Yeah, absolutely glorious day here at Grafton. Probably just had a little bit of smoke haze with everyone getting it at the moment, but track's in really good order. I just said to Timmy Saladin, we haven't been here since Cup Day, which was nearly 6 weeks ago, and then they did have a Saturday meeting after that, but no excuses today. The track's in really, really good order.
So to rail out four between the 1,000 to the 350, and then the cutaway applies. Let's get stuck into it, Gaz. The first is the Bath Time Productions Maiden over 810 metres, where your scratchings here are Six Miracle Knight and 12 Lady Mantania. And the term fixed odds in the opener have got seven Dinner Mo Hum, the $3.30 favourite. From one Abute Scott, 360. 11 Demi Carney Miss at 460. And rounding up the top quartet with the fix there, Eight Got a Minute at $5.
Yeah, well, I'm 178 and 11 on with the top weight of Abute Scott here. Now, he resumes for 3.5 months. He only had the one start. Well, prior to him debuting, he won a trial here by four lengths, and he absolutely bolted in. He went to one of the real strong maidens here 3.5 months ago behind Hiroko. Hiroko went on to win again, and Hiroko just got beat in the big two-year-old race. He hasn't been to the trials this time in. I'll have to have a look at him in the yard, but David Campbell knows how to get him up and running, and I love the gate for him. And like I said, he's been here and he's trialled and he has raced well here. So I think he's going to be hard to beat. Look, I've got seven, a Dinner Home Mum as the danger. I just don't think she's won, ran out the 1,300 and 1,200 the last two runs. I just see Larry Fairhall has just freshened to ride up and brought her back here to the 8-10. That alley's very important to her here from the 800-metre start. Eight Got a Minute resumes with no trials and gets a claim, and she's a short course mare. She has been placed 2 out of 10, but her best form's been around the 800, 900 metres. And Dinner Carney Miss, the 11. I've got a big watch on her. She trialled here back in May, beaten 3.3 lengths behind a horse called Paper Sticks. Now, Paper Sticks debuted here, and he won a maiden by, or Pay Sticks, sorry, he won a maiden by about 5 lengths, and there was a big margin to the third horse in the trial. So another one we'd have to have a look in the yard, but she did trial really good here. 1, 7, 8, and 11 in race one.
So 1, 7, 8, 11 there. Race two is the Hoy's Work Health Benchmark 66 over the 1,415. And a field of 12 here, no scratchings. One is Machini, which is at $2.90. $3.50 then for 6 Scarlet Missile. And 8 Yarran Up Flyer is $8 and 3 Super Gary at $8.50.
I'll tell you what good day you $3 Scarlet Missile, 6, 1, 8, 10, 12, and on with Scarlet Missile. I mean, the bottom line, I think you can just forget a last run at Rosehill where she run 4th to 14th, but it was on a very, very heavy track. I mean, you go back 2 runs ago, she run 3rd behind Pat Snipper, beaten 0.7 a length at Rosehill on the highway. 4 winners have come out of it, and prior to that, run 3rd in the highway behind My Blue Jean. So she's coming out city grade the last 3 runs at Rosehill, back to country grade, with 3 kilos over the limit. She looks beautifully placed. Mossy, I've got no knocks on him. Well, look, I saw him at Kempsey when he won there. He beat the Inzabar Dancer. He fell into wing. One more stride, the Inzabar Dancer might have run him down. That was 12.50, and he goes to the 14.15 today, but he can only improve off that. Yarrama Fly goes good from the Jim Jarvis shot. She won a maiden here 3 runs ago. She went to Lismore and beat My Dream Lover. And another one that went to Rosehill and didn't handle the heavy track last start. So she gets a gate and gets back to her home track. And this is a horse that could easily beat them all, but it's the bottom weight here. He's a magic man. He's a former Victorian horse. Both his runs in New South Wales have been great. He drops 4 kilos here today, and he's about $20-odd in the market, and he's crying for a big track. And he gets a big track here today. I'd have to include him around the multiples. 6, 1, 8, 10, 12 in race two.
6, 1, 8, 12 there. Over to the third, Gary, the regional Australia Bank Class 1 over 1,315 metres. The one scratching here is number 2, Mr. Paquette. And this market's got 1, Lose the Snip, $3.10. 3, Painted Wolf is at $5. 7, Rosie Olsey also at $5. And 8, Alina at $8. And Shy One, single figures 2 there, it's at 6.
Right now, I'm with the odd numbers here. I'm 7, 3, 1 and 4, so I'm with Rosie Elsie. I just walked away from Kempsey and said, well, you won't be far off winning another race, and her first up run was huge. The bottom line is she drew 11 gate. She was in an unsuitable race over 1,000 metres. She got a mile out of the ground, and hit the line hard, beating 0.9 of a length behind Fair Dinkum. Her only win was here last preparation on the track, and she's trained by Jim Jarvis. She looks beautifully, and not only that, she's just beautifully weighted with half a kilo over the limit. He's not a bad horse, this three-painted wolf. We saw him when he resumed first up at Lismore 20 days ago. He beat Horse Good in the zone. It took him a while to really find the front, but once he did that, he rolled. And the beauty about this guy was halfway down the running, you thought he was in trouble and was going to get beat, but the last 100 metres he drew clear. So obviously Toby Edmund steps him up to the 1350 today. Lucas Smith, probably drawn a little bit better than what he was at Kempsey, and plus the bigger track will suit him a lot better. And Four Shy Ones racing really good. It just got a little bit of a query on her running out of solid 1350, and particularly where she goes from the gate. But her last two runs have been pretty good. But I love Rosie Elsie. I think stepping to the right trip. 7-3, 1-4, and I'm with the odd numbers.
So 7-3, 1-4 in the third. The fourth is the Wallade Healthcare Equipment Maiden for the males. It's over 1,315 metres. Scratchings are to the Memory Man, 4 Back the Rock, 5 Hooray Henry, 9 Group Think and 13 Motel. With this market, one guest is at $2.40. 3 Grand Anthem has been $4.80 into $4.20. 11 It's No Dream, $7. 6 Dark Euro at $7. And 12 Jet Pilot is $9.50. So guest for Jimmy Jarvis, the $2.40 favourite.
Yeah, with the odd numbers here, 115, 36. I'm just living guest. His first up run was great, and that was 12.50, 15.30. Suits him good. The alley suits him good. And I think this might be a little bit easier maiden than what he contested beyond. Mr. PK, 13 days ago, first up at Kempsey. Dangerous down the bottom, Thoreau Pest. Look, he didn't have a flash and light on him last preparation, but he had a lot of developing to do. But this prep, he's come back so much stronger horse. Brett Bellamy's got him. He run 4th to 10th at Grafton over 1,100, getting to the line hard. He'd come from near last over 1,200 metres behind Hurricane Max 15 days ago at Grafton, beaten 1.3, and he goes to 13.15 today on his home track. He'd be hard to beat. He may even test this top weight. Grand Anthem, I like his run at Lismore. He's still had a little bit to learn down the running, so he'll learn a lot off that. And 6 Dark Euros, a little query. He's only lightly raced. He's first up running at Ipswich, and then he went to Moreland and run a good race, beating 3.8, and went to a pretty strong race at Ipswich last start. So he's another horse getting back to country grade. But 115, 3-6, and with the odd numbers.
So 115, 3-6 there in the first leg of the quaddy. Over to race 5, the Sawtelle Plumbing Maiden for fillies and mares over the 13.15. Scratch 7, Adia, 13, Samphire Ho, and 15, Trinzano. And with this market, Gaz 3 Meyer is the $3.40 favourite. Backed as well, in from 4.40. It's firm to point. Then we're looking at 4 Dominica Rose and 8 Dynasty Die, both at $6. Dynasty Die is $8.50 into 6. 14 Sweet Kiara, $8.50 out to $9.50. And double figure odds the rest. Brazen Book, in fact, has been $5.50 to 6, and the Actress has been $10 into $9.50. But Maya, yeah, that's the one that's caught my eye here. 4.40 into 3.40, Gary.
Yeah, look, I'm with the odd numbers, 1, 3, 4, and 8. And look, the more I replayed, a debut run was great, fantastic. She ran second at Corindai and would have learned a lot off that. And the more I debuted her when she went to Kempsey 13 days ago, when I first walked out of it, I thought she might have been a bit disappointing. But the more I looked at the replay, I don't think she handled the track whatsoever. Her best part of her work was the last 100 metres, which indicates that maybe the 13.50 will suit her a lot better, and she's on a big track, so I've got to go with her. One, the Actress, both her runs for the new yard have been very good. Joanne Hardy's got her. She's got a tendency to get herself a little bit silly in a mounting yard, so maybe she's that little bit better today. Dominica Rose supports a question mark here. Resumes in a new yard now. I had pretty solid form at Wyong and Gosford, but was over a lot further trip, so I'd say Dwayne Smith may have not have done a lot with this mare. And I've got the 8 in here, Dynasty Die. Very fit mare, but she's got a very awkward gate to contend with from the Neil Godbolt stable. 3, 1, 4, and 8 in race 5.
So that's in race 5. Over to race 6, which is over to 1,615. Scratchings, 2 Toad Tapper, 4 Rumbarella, 8 Shopping Paradise, 10 Let's Talk a Deal. 3 Classy Fellas, $3. 1 Sunreel is $3.50. 7 Dewdrop, $5.
Yeah, look, I'm with the top eight here, Sunreal. I'm 1-13, 3-11. I'm with the odd numbers. I mean, two runs this time in at Newcastle have been good. Go back and have a look at the last preparation. She went in the Group 3 Spring Stakes, only beaten four lengths. So despite the big weight, she looks well placed. 13 Flying Prince, he's a fit horse. He comes back here to the mile. He'll be the horse that'll be getting the last crack at him. Three classy fellow. Look, I haven't got a knock on him. His maiden win was good. I'm just trying to work out, was there a lot of depth in the race? But the alley helps him out. In 11 Fantasy Midnight, not out of it, a double figure odds. The last two runs at Kempsey have been certainly a lot better. 1-13, 3-11 in race 6.
So 1-13, 3-11 near race 6. And we'll take a look at the lucky last race 7. So this one's the Tellum Labour High Benchmark 58 over 1,012. Scratch 9 Institution 13 Mon Petit Fee and then Emergency 17 and 18. And having a look at the fixed odds in this one, Gaz. We've got 11 Wild Fortune, the $2.60 favourite. 1 Maui Princess is $5.50. 2 Impulsive Manoeuvre is $6. And 3 OK Boss, 10.
Right now, I'm with the odd numbers, 1, 11, 2 and 7. I'm with the top weight here. Maui Princess loved a trial the other day at Muswellbrook. She got in the last 600 in 32.44 and just had a stranglehold on her. The gate to claim is just absolutely vital for her. And the 1,012 just right down her into her alley. So, look, I've got her taking on this favourite. Wild Fortune, the 11, she just bolted in on debut. I suppose if she reproduces that, she'll be hard to beat. Too Impulsive Manoeuvre, love the horse. I just don't know where he gets from that real bad gate. Maybe they do go hard. He can slot in somewhere, but he's got to go in the mix. And 7, Chief Havoc has trialled up really good for the new yard. Had a pretty soft trial at Kempsey going back a couple of weeks ago, beaten a length and never really was off the bridle. 1-11, 2 and 7 for me in the last, but with the odd numbers.
So 1-11, 2, 7 there, and your best guess, we better get your quaddy as well.
Yeah, I like race 2, number 2, Scarlet Missile. I think he's back to country grade, right type of race, and race 4, number 1, guess he'll get his chance to get out of maiden company. So race 2, number 6, race 4, number 1. Quaddy numbers, first leg, just short, 1.15 in the first leg, and 3.14 and 8 in the second leg, 1.13 in the third leg, and 1.11.2 in that last leg, sign.
Thanks, Gary, and you'll be in the yard with Priscilla.
No, Priscilla's off for a few days, mate, and I'll be doing solo today, mate.
Right, OK, Gary, you'll be working hard then.
Pretty easy time, don't worry about it.
Enjoy the afternoon, Gaz. I'll catch up with you later.
Will do. Thanks, champ.
Here he is, Gary Cleese, with his look at Coffs Harbour.